Monday, May 23rd, 2011, in Oroville, under a partly cloudy sky with a high of 35 degrees Celsius, winds southeasterly 19 to 27 kilometers per hour, humidity 63%. Tonight, the wind shifts to southwesterly 18 to 24 kilometers per hour, accompanied by a drop in temperature to 29 degrees. Listen now to Orovillian architects Pino and Cheryl expressing their feelings around housing and babies. So I'm sitting here with Pino, who is an architect and has lived in the community of creativity since it began about 7 years ago.
Yes, actually at the moment I realize that it's quite difficult to live here. And not only in creativity, but I think in Auroville at large. We had a new baby just 3 months ago, and I realized how difficult it is to deal with other people with it. Very difficult. And I realized also another thing, not only that it's a general thing, because I was looking for also another house, and I see that people don't want young people around, they don't want a baby around. We are in a place, we are building a city. How can we go ahead without a newborn baby or whatever, new generation? I believe that we are building a city of old people. This is what I feel. Less and less I see young people come inside our world. That is true. The case of creativity is much worse because of the architecture. Now I take the side of my field. Because of the acoustic in this place, because of lots of things. So was not planned very well, this community. So you can hear everything, you can feel everything, and it's not a nice place to live, and it's not, your privacy, it's not anymore privacy. It's like in the arena. So now I'm I'm experiencing the fact that I have a baby, and I have to say the truth. I'm a bit worried about what it will be, the criticism and everything. If I was in some other part of the world, this will be a normal, simple thing. I will be so quiet on this, and this is a tension for me to live here at the moment, I have to say. But what to do?
Well, that's actually what I was going to ask you, if you had some idea of what could be done to, because you're not the only one in this condition, in this situation. What can be done? We are building the city the earth needs, yeah, based exactly. On human unity. Exactly. What, do you have some idea of a solution?
No, at the moment I don't have a solution, but acoustically and the house, the space has to be done that people, they are in the community, but at the same time they have their own space and their own privacy at all level, acoustic, visually. I mean, this can be done. This is our work. And this is what we are targeting also since so many years with David, with lots of architects which are targeting these things. To create a space which leaves the people in their needs and their privacy.
Well, one can do all the usual things for soundproofing, like glass windows or thick walls, but all that adds to the cost. And since already things are so very expensive here, I don't know. I think architecturally there's really no solution. The only solution is to live and to let live. It's not that you can make buildings in a way that, to make babies or cats and dogs acceptable. I think it's more the psychology of the Orovillian today that has become a little intolerant in spite of community living or such kind of titles. So I think we have to just get a little more tolerant.
In late 2010, Georges van Freckum gave a series of 10 talks in Oroville covering a wide range of subjects examined from the viewpoint of Sri Aurobindo. His last talk was in February 2011, and now these 11 talks have been published as a book called Preparing for the Miraculous, 11 Talks in Oroville. Orovillians and newcomers can pick up a free copy at Portus Distribution Center. And here's a reminder about consciousness. It's great that people are recycling their Tetra Pak, but the exercise needs this. Clean the cartons and squash them flat, because there are people working to keep the Tetra Paks out of the landfill by reusing them for crafts, bags, purses, and construction, and they cannot be used dirty nor damaged. Theater plays, cinema, music, dance performance, poetry, circus, cabaret, and all kind of living arts can be offered under an open sky in the big amphitheater in Kalabumi. About a month ago, some energy, goodwill, and generosity appeared to renovate the place and transform it into a more practical and beautiful space. A new stage, seats, toilets, cafeteria, landscaping, lighting, all these will be realized with the financial support of donors and well-wishers. The total cost will be around 8 lakhs, and donors have already participated to the tune of 4 lakhs. The balance needs to be realized. To help out, it's Portu's account number 252041. So long as you don't have the power to change the world, it's useless to say the world is wrong. If you abolish in yourself the things that are wrong in the world, then you will see that the world will no longer be wrong. The mother said that. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlanka on microphone. Comments and questions may be directed to oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.